If you're like most men in our audience, you're committed to becoming the man, husband, father, and leader God called and created you to be. But the truth of the matter is, you struggle with either finding the time or knowing where to start. That's exactly why I created the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, to give you a step-by-step, easy-to-follow guide to spiritually leading your family, even if you're a new believer. Now, you can't buy the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, but you can get it for free by signing up for our free e-newsletter. By signing up, you will be notified anytime fresh content is added to my site, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date on the latest information. Now, to get your free copy of the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, just visit realmenconnect.com and simply enter your name and email address on the form on the page. So if you're tired of trying to figure it all out and fit it all in as the spiritual leader, provider, and protector of your family, don't miss your chance to discover how to be the man God called and created you to be. Sign up today at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men bring more to the table than just their appetite. Wow. Now, if we have any women listening to this message right now, I can hear them saying in unison, amen, brother. And if they like that statement, then they're going to love this week's Real Men Check-In Challenge. Because if we're faithful to do this right, our wives, our children, and anyone around us will be blessed by it. But so will you. In fact, I've told my own children, both my son Kendall and my daughter Faith, that if they apply what I'm about to share with you guys today, there's absolutely nothing in their life that they can't accomplish. Whether it be in school, on their jobs, in their careers, in their own business, in their marriage, families, or even as leaders. Now, how is that for a bold promise? And I'm challenging you to try this week and tell me what you think. Basically, it's four questions I want you to ask yourself in any situation, whether it's dealing with your wife, your children, colleague, boss, employee, or whoever. But to keep this super simple, we're going to use our wives as an example so you can see how easy it is. Now, I want you to imagine coming home after a hard day at work. Well, that shouldn't be that hard to imagine, right? You're tired and maybe a little frustrated, and all you want to do is relax and chill out. Maybe eat a hearty meal, jump in the shower, catch a ball game on television, or at least watch the highlights on ESPN, and mentally get yourself prepared to go to work tomorrow. But before you do that, I want you to resist that temptation. That's the enemy trying to get you to isolate yourself. Don't fall into that trap. Now, I know it's subtle, but don't you fall for it. I don't care how tired you are. This isn't about you. It's about you spiritually leading your family. So instead of chilling out before you do anything, whether it's eat, shower, watch TV, or relax, go up to your wife and ask the first question. And I will start by saying, sweetie, that's what I call my wife, is there anything I can do to help you right now? And then wait for a response. Now, the Bible tells us in Philippians 2:4 that in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. See, right now, it's not about what I want, but rather about what she needs. What can I do to help? Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. And whatever she asks you to do, guess what? You just do it. That's it. Now, the funny thing is that half of the time, she's probably going to say something like, thank you, sweetie. I'm okay. I don't need anything. But just the simple fact that you asked her will allow you to make a deposit in her emotional bank account. Now, let's assume she does ask you to do something like, baby, I have a full basket full of clothes in the dryer, and I'm not going to have time to fold them tonight and have dinner ready on time. Could you fold the laundry for me? Now, I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about folding laundry, but I'm going to do it. And after you agree to do that, that's when you ask yourself, not her, the second question. And here's the question. How can I do this with excellence? Now, what I'm saying is, don't just fold the clothes, but do it with the spirit of excellence. I know this sounds crazy, but whenever I agree to do something for my wife, I try to put my heart into it. I don't just fold the clothes. I take my time doing it. I stack them somewhere neatly for her to have easy access to it. I put the clothes basket back in the laundry room. I put my own clothes away. I think you get the point. For instance, my wife runs a fitness studio, and whenever I ask her, what can I do to help? She usually asks me to help her sweep or mop the floor. And when I do, I sweep and mop that floor better than I think she would do it. See, the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. So in actuality, I may be folding clothes for my wife or sweeping the floor, but I'm doing it unto the Lord. Now, I hope you're starting to see how this can be applied to any area of your life, not just your marriage, on your job, in your business, at church, in your community, wherever. Now, the third question you ask won't necessarily follow the second question, although it could, but you should always ask it after a conversation, after a conflict or dispute, whether you had a recent success or a recent failure, and it's this: what did I learn from this? Let me repeat that again. What did I learn from this? In other words, how can I do this even better the next time? See, James 1:5 tells us that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. And Matthew 7:7-8 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Now, when we normally hear that scripture, we usually think in terms of God's provision. But God also provides us with wisdom if we ask for it, and he says he will give it to us generously. So ask him for it. And last but certainly not least, after you've served your wife, did it with excellence, and you've even reflected on how you could have even done it better the next time, now you're ready to enjoy some me time, right? And why not? You deserve it after a long day at work, don't you? But before you do that, ask yourself this one last question before you do it. Is this a priority? In other words, is what I'm about to do next, is it the best use of my time? See, the Bible tells us in Psalm 90:12, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And Ephesians 5:15-16 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, come on, Joe, asking myself that question doesn't sound like it's going to lead to any fun. Well, it depends on what you consider as fun. See, to me, spending time talking to my wife about her day or watching a movie with her instead of watching the playoffs tonight alone could be more fun. Putting the kids to bed and reading a bedtime story with your son or your daughter might end up being more fun for you than hanging out on social media. Giving your wife a back rub or massaging her feet while you watch TV together might be more productive than you burning the midnight oil on the work you brought home from work. See, you thought when I asked you that question, I was going to get all spiritual on you by asking you to read your Bible, pray, and meditate on God's word. And yes, you could do that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying that building relationships with those you love the most should always take priority over your personal needs. God said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And in return, he just wants us to take care of the family he's entrusted to us. Because remember, a real man brings more to the table than just his appetite. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others and don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. Guys, we know that sharing is caring, so I'm sure you can put this episode in the hands of some man that it will bless. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, please take about 30 seconds to maybe even a minute at the most to go over to iTunes and rate the program. See, it's the best way to help us move up the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And guys, thank you so much for listening. I know I can't say it enough, but you guys are a blessing to me. Every time you download and subscribe our podcast and share it, guys, that means that we're reaching and we're impacting more men for the kingdom. So I appreciate you and I appreciate you listening. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and stay in his grip. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. If this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving.